Introducing the Intuitive Hour. Awaken your inner voice with psychic medium, author, and intuitive life coach, Michelle Beltran. The Intuitive Hour will empower you to learn how to magnify the powers of your intuitive voice. Listen in and expand your understanding of what it means to be psychic and how to awaken, amplify, and trust your inner voice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is the Intuitive Hour, Awaken Your Inner Voice, and I'm your host, Michelle Beltran. Thank you all for being with me here today. In our brief episode of Was It a Mistake or Not? 5 questions you want to ask yourself to determine good or bad choices. So first of all, are you feeling at peace with your choices? Ask yourself this. Tune into this. Put your hand on your heart and ask yourself if you're at peace with your choices. Do you feel like you're second-guessing yourself regarding a decision or a choice you've made about your life? Do you feel like a choice you've made was a mistake? How do we take seeming mistakes or bad choices and view them through the lens of necessary, positive, and even divinely brought? Step into your true voice and release your critical voice as you consider these few questions. Number 1, whose idea was it that it was a bad choice? Do you really believe this was a bad choice, or did someone tell you it was? Take a moment now to think of a time when you or someone you know made a choice, and despite the opinions of naysayers, they stuck with it. In essence, they trusted their own gut, and the choice subsequently turned out perfectly fine or even better than fine. The lesson here, perhaps, is that there will always be someone who will say things should have been different. Resist accepting someone else's darker cloak about the choice unless you believe that too. Number 2. Was this the best choice you could have made at the time? There is a good chance it was. Consider the choice of marriage at an early age that didn't last, for example. Often, a 20-year-old doesn't know what they might have known at 40 years old. Regardless, we always do the best we can at each juncture in our lives with what we have. What's more, you know your choice was the best one you could have made because it was the choice you made at that time. A Course in Miracles teaches us that your choices are honorable because they're your own. Love yourself to the extent that even if it was not the best choice, it was your choice. There is no shame in putting your best foot forward, even if you feel you somehow fell a bit short. You gave it your best shot in the moment with what you had. Find peace with that knowing. Number 3, what good has come out of the choice? Consider the good that has or might come about as a result of the choice, even if you thought it was a minus at the time. Ask yourself how you can turn it into a plus now. Maybe you grew from this. Nothing is entirely bad. In all good, there is bad, and in all bad, there is good. So have a little fun and reframe the experience. Extrapolate what good came of it or what good may come of it going forward, and ask yourself, Is there any way possible this can work in my favor? Number four, ask yourself, what did you learn? If you learned something, then there is no possible way it was a bad choice. In the words of Eckhart Tolle, any action is often better than no action, especially if you have been stuck in an unhappy situation for a long time. If it is a mistake, at least you learn something, in which case it's no longer a mistake. If you remain stuck, you learn nothing. In essence, the benefit of what you learned far outweighed the burden of the seeming poor choice. You might have felt you lost in some way, yet on a deeper level, you gained tenfold in wisdom, a priceless education. Finally, number five, what part of you is saying this was a mistake? That part of your mind that thinks the choice was bad or a mistake, you can rest assured is pure ego. The very intelligent universe, however, knows exactly how the seeming mistake fits in perfectly. This experience would not have been brought to you if you were not needing it. As it is so aptly been said, your arms are too short to box with God. Where in your life are there seeming mistakes? Consider going back to them today. Reevaluate them. Look at them with a new lens. Perhaps they were not mistakes, and they were indeed blessings for you. All right, everyone, with that, we will call this a session. Please join me next week for another episode of the Intuitive Hour. As always, for any questions, comments, concerns, new topics you'd like to discuss, reach out at mbeltran@michellebeltran.com or feel free to give us a call at 800-607-1770. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
Thanks for listening to the Intuitive Hour. If you're inspired to take your intuitive development to the next step, be sure to enroll in Michelle's newly released Kickstart Your Intuition e-course at michellebeltran.com.